You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Well, I got a lot of email about last night's broadcast and a few phone calls, all of it favorable. I'm a little amazed at that because what I had to say last night was not complimentary to any of us, not even to me. But it had to be said, and I'm glad that you all appreciated that, or at least the ones who let me know what they thought about it. I didn't get one negative report about last night's broadcast. And so we must be at the point where most of you, because I'm sure there's someone who didn't like it, it would be an extraordinary event if there wasn't anyone who didn't like it. But I think that most of us are getting to the point where I don't have to tell you this stuff anymore. You can see it. And when I vocalize it on the air and I get this positive feedback, it's because you already knew it. All you're doing is recognizing the truth when you hear it. Because usually, see, it used to be if I got on the air and did something like last night's broadcast, I would be vilified for months, receive tons of hate mail and hundreds and hundreds of vicious, terrible, flaming attacks on the internet and all kinds of... I'm not getting those things anymore. I'm not getting those things anymore. And that's the strangest thing that's ever happened to me because I'm used to just being terribly vilified and attacked. My whole family was used to that. That's why we didn't go out and mingle much. Not that we didn't want to or that we're antisocial. It's just that once people found out who I was, it wasn't just me that had to put up with the tirades. It was my whole family. So this bodes well for me. It does not bode well for the nation. What it means is people are beginning to recognize that I've been right all along. That I've been right all along, and their criticism was misplaced. Because it's not coming this way anymore. I don't know where it's going now, but it's not coming this way anymore. I want to tell you how good or bad it's getting, depending upon how you look at it. If you look at it in a manner that we want socialists to wake up, that we want the stupid sheeple to wake up, it's good. If we're looking at it in a manner that we want to save the nation, it's bad. Because even the socialists, the hardcore so-called liberal Democrats, they're not liberal at all, people who support the Constitution, people who understand the principles and ideals of the Founding Fathers, are the greatest liberalists on the face of this earth. Because freedom is the most liberal idea that's ever existed in the history of the world. I mean freedom for the common man. Let me tell you what's happening. I went surfing today. Yes, I did. I got on my little mouse board and went surfing today all across the internet. I did searches for words like Karl Marx, Marxist, liberal, liberalism, Lucis Trust, Lucifer, all of the things that will lead me to pages that traditionally support the Clintonistas, Al Gore, the Democratic Party, all of those things. What I found was amazing. What I found is even New Agers Well, for instance, on several New Age websites, which are traditionally staunch supporters of the Democrat Party, of Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Hillary Clinton, all of the Marxist communists that have, you know, been in office for this lash regime, they had a picture of Al Gore and a picture of George Bush, and the refrain was never the same, and the pictures were not the same. But it always went something like this. Choice? I don't think so. Vote for Ralph Nader. Now, this is strong stuff coming from traditional Democrats, Marxist socialists, people who support the New World Order, people who want to see the United Nations climb to the summit of the mountain in the north and sit on the throne of the world. This is strong stuff coming from them. Remember I told you the pendulum is swinging? It's swinging with a vengeance. Al Gore doesn't have a prayer in hell. And I'm telling you right now, the only reason George Bush is going to get elected is because there is no other viable candidate. There isn't any. And they can't rig an election where so many people are going to vote against somebody. Well, how about the Reform Party? What Reform Party? They disintegrated a long time ago when Jesse Ventura walked out. I mean disintegrated. They don't exist anymore. Forget it. Zilch. Don't even think about them anymore. Well, you know, I can't say that. If you want to think about them, go ahead and think about them, but you're wasting your time. And you'll find that out eventually. Pat Buchanan? Knights of Malta, New World Order clown, Hegelian dialectic, pretending to be a patriot. Makes no secret of it. Real patriots don't get to be co-hosts on Crossfire, folks. When in hell are you going to wake up? Real patriots could never have been a member of the Nixon White House staff. When are you going to wake up? Come on. Get real. These people are all New World Order, all one world government. So who do you think you're going to vote for? My candidate, Alan Keyes? Not a prayer. Not a prayer. Even his own people, the black people, who have been praying that a black man would run for president so that they could vote for him, won't vote for Alan Keyes. You know why? Because they're stupid. And Alan Keyes does not stand for socialism. Alan Keyes is not going to give them welfare. Alan Keyes is not going to allow them to be victims. Alan Keyes is not going to listen to their refrain that, "Hey, we've been enslaved by the white man." Alan Keyes is not going to buy any of that bullshit. And so the blacks aren't going to vote for it. Because they get their hands out. If Jesse Jackson was running, they vote for him, even though he's the biggest bullshit artist and liar that's ever come down the pike. I listened to him one day on television being interviewed by somebody. This was a serious interview. He was being asked serious questions. And this guy bullshitted his way around every subject and never said a thing. After that interview was over, you could not say that he took a stance on anything, period. He's a bullshit artist who floated into his present position on the coattails of Martin Luther King Jr. He learned a few big words and learned how to toss them around and wear, you know, nice-looking suits. And somehow, he talked somebody into making him a reverend, and that's all there is to Jesse Jackson. Good evening, you're on the air. Yeah? No patience. Too bad. 520-333-4578. Tonight we're going to take your calls. I had my night last night. Tonight we'll let you have your night. 520-333-4578 is the number. You know, this way back in the late 60s, they started to kill God. Have you noticed that? And then other American heroes they started to kill. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Bill. I'm sorry. That was me that you just got that big piercing tone from. I just got cut off. I'm sorry.
No.
This is Wayne from North Carolina. Listen, I just want to say this in light of what you've been saying, and especially tonight. I was absolutely heartbroken when I found out the truth about Pat Buchanan. And I was just a huge Pat Buchanan supporter, and I had been a supporter of his even though you had talked about him for quite a while, and I just refused to believe it. But he is a Trojan horse, and they use him to aim at whichever particular candidate they want to knock down a little bit.
Take votes away from him.
Yeah. But I was heartbroken. That's all I had to say, but my eyes were opened up, and I hope that all the rest of Pat Buchanan supporters out there will realize that what he says sounds great, but he doesn't mean what he says. He just doesn't.
Oh, not at all. A lot of their eyes were opened after they had listened to my Mystery Babylon series, and then received a Christmas card from Pat Buchanan.
Absolutely, I know exactly what you're going to say.
With the obelisk, with the red ribbon tied on the bottom of it, representing the genitals of Osiris.
Did everybody need a neon sign then, or what?
Or what? That's right.
Thanks, Bill.
You're welcome.
See you.
Thanks for calling. I don't know why you got cut off. I didn't cut you off. But anyway, 520-333-4578 is the number. Did you notice, folks, that right about the late 60s, early 70s, they began to kill God? And then there was a period when there were actually signs everywhere across America, and people were talking about God is dead. Remember that? Good evening. You're on the air.
How you doing, Bill?
Good.
These globalists are in deep trouble.
They sure are. I just cleaned my guns today.
You bet. It's becoming more and more obvious to everybody that they've got to get control of two things. The internet and the guns.
Yep.
And they're not getting either one.
Well, they're working on the internet. If they start levying taxes on the internet, you'll see people dropping off. But they'll be the people who can't afford it.
Well, the thing is with the internet, they've got to control the information. When you start seeing these people start controlling information, you're going to have or trying to control information on the internet, and that's what all this all these viruses are about.
Well, you have to understand that the whole purpose of creating the internet was to ultimately have all information flowing through one source. Ultimately, all phone calls will be on the internet. All information will flow on the internet. All television will be on the internet. All radio will be on the internet. You'll be able to access anything you want to, do all your shopping on the internet, and then you'll have total control of everything.
But they got a problem. And as to these sheeple out here, think that this is the last bastion of freedom, and they're going to be in really deep doo-doo when these computer geeks start buying guns.
Well, I don't know. Computer geeks are real good with computers, but I don't think I'd want to be on a rifle range with one of those guys playing with a gun.
Well, when they start trying to clamp down on the internet, I'll bet you'll see a lot of these computer geeks on the range, Bill.
Well, that'd be fine. If they want me to teach them, I'll be glad to teach them. But if there's nobody teaching them, I'm not going near that range. these are guys are great with computers. Very, very dangerous with guns.
Well, these globalists are in deep doo-doo. Look, I went to my congressman 3 weeks ago, and I had a little meeting with him, and he's for the WTO, and I explained to him what the next step was with the WTO. I said, you guys are total idiots. You're going to end up with a little communist making all the rules there. And you asked for it.
Yep.
And then I proceeded to explain to him how he's liable for income tax and I'm not.
Yep.
Now, people are getting more guts. They're increasingly able to see that these total control freaks want the guns.
That's what it's all about.
You bet.
Otherwise, there wouldn't be so many lies. In fact, it's all lies. It wouldn't be lies involved in the gun issue. people would be standing up and telling the truth. But they're not. They're just lying their butts off, and they know it. And they've got to take the guns away from us, or they can't have their New World Order. It won't happen.
And they're not going to get guns, Bill.
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but they're damn sure not getting mine. They've already found that out. They're not getting anything of mine. They're not getting a penny of mine. They're not even... last time I saw, the FBI agent came halfway up the road. He wanted to give me a message. I told him, no, I wasn't taking anything from him. He said, well, it's personal. I said, bullshit. Who are you trying to fool? If you're a member of the FBI, anything you do with me is official, and you know it. He said, well, I really mean this. I really want you to read this. You know, it's for me personally. I said, no, you go back to Washington, D.C., and you tell those clowns there that I'm not in the mood to go out to hurt anybody. But if anybody comes up this hill with a gun, I'm going to kill them. So they're taking their lives in their own hands because I have a right to defend myself. And you just tell them, you go back to Washington, you tell those traitors that you work for that this time they stepped on their blankety blanks. And here's what he said. He said, you know, Bill, I think you might be right. He got in his blazer and drove off.
Well, you know, I think, Bill, this government, all levels, are sitting on a shoestring, okay?
They're sitting on a powder keg is what they're sitting on.
And that makes it very, very dangerous.
The shoestring is the fuse.
That's right. But that makes it very, very, very dangerous, especially to these sheeple that would be willing to chuck the whole works.
Well, there's a lot of people who would do that rather than take any risk whatsoever. Any risk whatsoever. They would rather do anything. They would rather be a slave. They would rather do anything than ever have to take a risk because they're cowards.
Well, I'm talking about coming to the conclusion, these sheeple, that the Constitution just doesn't work.
Well, the Constitution does work. It works perfectly. It's been subverted from within. Nothing can work when it's subverted from within. A marriage cannot work when one of the partners is intentionally destroying the marriage from within.
I agree. It makes it very dangerous, though, does it not? It
certainly does.
Have a good night.
Thanks for calling.
God bless you. Keep up the good work, sir.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Yep. Remember the time when they had signs all over the place, God is dead? Then they started working on Superman. Remember that? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bill. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Hey, just wanted to tell you something. They aren't getting my guns either.
Good for you.
I'll tell you one thing right now. I was harassed for 2 years. This was a year or two ago. Don't know who did it, but stumbled onto some really strange information. Found out we have a FEMA site in Krakow, Poland, just in case you don't know that. And ever since then, I was harassed, called by a lot of deaf people like Edgar Allan Poe and stuff like that. Ronald Reagan even called me a few times, showed up on our caller IDs. We took pictures of it and tried to find out, had it investigated. Nothing ever came up, but I decided right then and there, my freedoms were really violated, and started buying a lot of guns.
Well, I got to tell you right now, Ronald Reagan didn't ever call you.
No, I know that. I know that. I know that. I'm just saying that that's what showed up on... Well, I don't think Edgar Allan Poe did, too, because he's been dead now.
Well, I know he didn't. I just don't want the listening audience out
thinking that
Ronald Reagan called you personally because you found out that there's a FEMA site in Poland, because that never happened, I can assure you.
No, I'm not talking, I'm not saying that those people called me personally, I'm saying that's what showed up on my caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
One in their right mind knows that somebody is playing a strange game, because I had many phone calls over the...
Ignore those games. Although those games are just in designed to intimidate you.
Oh, I know that.
If you're intimidated, they work. If you're not, they don't work.
Well, see, they don't work because if you get a real bad attitude and you get a pissed off attitude like I do, the way I look at it is I guarantee you what, before the stormtroopers ever get to my front doors, I'm going to meet them bullets first.
Good for you.
Anyway, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
You bet. Take care. Bye.
Yep. Then they had to kill Superman. First, they killed God. Then they had to kill Superman. Now, my question to you, ladies and gentlemen, why did they have to kill Superman? Good evening, you're on the air. We all know why they had to kill God. Why did they have to kill Superman?
Well, maybe he knew too much. Anyway, Bill, this is Mark calling from Detroit.
Hi.
Across the river, the Detroit River over in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, this weekend they had, in fact, they're continuing into early this week, they had the meeting of the OAS, the Organization of American States.
Yep, and concurrently they're having a meeting of the Bilderbergers in Europe.
Interesting. I know, some of the protests that occurred, I know one of them that occurred on Friday afternoon over there, estimated about 3,500 to 4,000 people, similar to what happened up there in Seattle with the WTO meeting.
Yeah, but...
Some of the banners that were being held up, of course, were, you know, get rid of these, you know, the capitalist globalists and whatever. I'm thinking to myself, you know...
This is a scam.
Exactly.
It's all to make people think that one world government is okay because the Marxists are protesting it.
Right, I know. I mean, wait a minute. They're just playing to the people out there. It's like, hey, wait a minute. You know, these people are against globalism too, you know?
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, we know what's really going on here.
Yep.
And, you know, granted, they were sprayed with the pepper spray because they were throwing things at the police over there and what have you. You know, I'm like, I don't know who the heck else is participating in the protest there. I know.
I think they ought to stick fire hoses up their nose and launch them into orbit.
Well, I think some of them, I think, are already there. You know, they're definitely that far.
Yeah, this is all a scam.
Oh, it is.
It's not a grassroots movement. It's not a grassroots organization. You'll find that the same people who were attending the meeting financed the demonstrations, organized them, paid the leaders. And paid for transportation to truck huge numbers of people to the site.
Right. Isn't that what happened with the Democratic convention back in 68, I think is what it was?
Sure did.
Right over in Chicago there.
Sure did, yep. Yep.
I know Saturday out in California, there was...
What happened in Seattle, too.
Yeah, right, exactly. It was the exact same thing. I know Pat Buchanan was... I saw him on C-SPAN. It was recorded on Saturday, I guess, in California, with the California Reform Party convention or what have you. And he was talking about, you know, being basically hand-in-hand with the people out there in Seattle fighting against the WTO or what have you. I'm like, oh, gosh, I know somebody else asked him the question about what form of taxation would you, you know, be for, and he gave a listing of four different types of taxation that he would be for, and basically Pat had answered that he would be in favor of a small flat tax.
That's unconstitutional.
Exactly, and he...
The only correct answer is a constitutional tax.
Exactly.
One that is spelled out in the Constitution that does not violate the prohibition against a direct tax upon the people within the states.
Simple as that. He not once brought up the Constitution.
Yeah. See, the whole thing about enumeration... The federal government has not the authority to tax individuals within a state.
Right.
They can only tax the states because the contract is with the states.
Right.
And the states only have to pay according to how many people are in the states. Yeah. How the state gets the money out of the hands of the people to pay the tax is up to the state, but the federal government cannot constitutionally come to you or me and say, you owe $57.27 pay up.
Mm-hmm.
Or $5,260 pay up, or $276,322 pay up.
And
can't,
of course,
do it.
Where does the enumeration come from? Well, that's, of course, our good old census going on
yep.
right now. In fact, one of the census takers has been trying to contact me via telephone. Oh, they've called me probably five or six different times now.
Tell them to take a hike.
Exactly. In fact, I haven't even answered the phone when they've called. I don't
Next know. Time, ask him his name.
Oh, I've got their name. They give me their
Fine. Then
number.
Tell him if he ever calls you again, you're going to sue him for harassment.
Yeah,
and it's against the law in every state to do that once they've been notified not to do it.
Okay. I will definitely do that. And anticipate them probably calling within the next
year. Yeah, once you've given them the information that you're constitutionally required to give, which is how many people are in that house,
right.
You don't have to give them another single stinking thing.
Obviously, they know my phone number, and obviously they know that I live here.
So yeah. Well, they're playing a little bluff. They're trying to intimidate everybody. One guy called me today, and here's what the census takers told him. You know, if a census taker had told me something like that right to my face, I'd have fallen down on the ground laughing. I'd have laughed so hard. I'd have made that guy feel so stupid it would be pathetic. He said that if the guy didn't give him the information that he requested, he was going to call the sheriff and have him arrested. He said, can he really do that? I said, no. The sheriff has no authority or jurisdiction whatsoever to enforce the laws of the federal government.
Exactly. It, which, in fact, isn't even a law at all, is it?
Just no, it's not. It's unconstitutional. All the Constitution gives them the right to do is count the number of people in the nation. That's
right.
It. Period.
I wish more people would understand that. Thankfully, I was able to wake up a few people at work.
Right. And it's not about getting your welfare dollars from the federal government or getting the money to fund the police department. It's not about any of those bullshit, lying commercials they've been running on television. It is only about counting the number of citizens in order to what?
To determine how many people are there to...
To determine how many representatives you're entitled to in the House of Representatives in Congress, period.
In the House only. It has nothing to do with obviously senators.
No.
One of the other excuses I've been hearing on the radio is that, in times of national emergencies or in relocations during...
relocations to a prisoner of war camp.
I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh, all this ties directly in with...
It's all bullshit. It's all lies. All people have to do is read the Constitution to find out what the truth is.
Yeah.
And the truth is so far from the bullshit lies these stinking, rotten traitors have been perpetrating against the American people for all these years.
They certainly have, and I'm thankful to be in this fight along with you and all the other patriots in America and actually around the world, too, because I know you are awake all over the world.
Oh, and by the way, don't have any more respect for military officers.
Well,
military officers are smart people. If they're supporting the communist socialist regime in Washington, D.C., if they're supporting sending our troops to be the police force for the United Nations, they're traitors. They do not deserve, nor should they get the respect from any American citizen. In fact, you should shun them, turn away from them.
Absolutely.
You should make them feel bad. You should walk right up to them, right to their face, whenever you see them and say, you should be ashamed of yourself. You are a traitor to the Constitution for the United States of America.
Absolutely. I lost virtually all respect for them. A friend of mine through high school entered the Michigan Air National Guard and became a part of the intelligence operative with the Michigan Air National Guard,
mm-hmm.
out of the Air National Guard base, and he started, you know, talking to me and stuff, and he probably knew a few things that I was involved with, you know, the Patriot Movement and whatnot, and he obviously tried to get a few things out of me, and I'm like, you're a spook and kook, you know,
yeah.
Leave me alone, I don't ever want to talk to you again.
Good, kick him off your property, tell him, you know, go away.
Exactly.
When you regain your senses, and you get rid of that uniform, and you stand up like a man in support of the Constitution for the United States of America, then I'll talk to you again. Until then, screw you.
Right.
Goodbye. Adios, amigo. Don't ever come near me again.
Last I heard, he re-upped for another 4 years, and he's probably a lifer now, unfortunately.
Yep. Well, you know, it's going to be just like the Civil War. It's going to split families. It's already split mine.
Exactly.
When my father told me, he was an Air Force officer all his life. He was a pilot. He was a command pilot, in fact. He retired as a lieutenant colonel, United States Air Force. And when he sat down and told me, he says, you know, I've known about this all my life, and I can't help you because my government retirement check is all me and your mother have.
I remember you writing that.
And that's when I told him, adios, amigos. You know, I looked up for you all my life. I thought you were in the military to protect and defend the Constitution. Now you're telling me to my face that you knew about this all the time. You never said a word. I never want to speak to you again, and I never have.
Exactly.
And now I get letters from people. You've got to make up with your father, or God's going to judge you. No. God requires that I do the right thing,
right.
Not support treason. Oh. And treason against this nation is treason against God.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Bill, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have yourself a great week, and good talking to you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, you have to take sides, folks. You have to have principles and ideals, and you have to take sides, and sometimes it's very hard. But if my daughter were to come in and tell me the same thing, I would tell her, take a hike, don't ever come back, you're not my daughter anymore. Good evening, you're on the air.
Hi, Bill.
Hi.
It's Gary from East Haven, Connecticut.
Hi, Gary.
I know why they had to kill Superman.
Why?
Because he stood for truth, justice, and the American way.
Absolutely correct. You see, once they destroy God, then they have to destroy the nation, which was what?
It's yours.
In God we trust.
I'm sorry.
One nation under God. Nation founded upon Christian principles. Truth, justice, and the American way. They have to destroy that. So they had to destroy Superman. So a comic came out where Superman died. And I'm telling you right now, Superman's not dead. He's alive and well and talking right now on the Hour of the Time.
Well, you're Superman to me.
Well, I am Superman. I'm Clark Kent. I got more guts than most people that ever walked on the face of this nation after 1900.
Hey, Bill, I'd like to tell you about my experience with the census.
Go ahead.
Well, I did what any decent American should do.
By the way.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do stand for truth, justice, and the American way.
So do I, Bill.
And that.
I crossed out every item on the whole thing, and I just wrote in, one person lives at this address, and
great.
I sent it in.
Wonderful.
And I got a note at my door to call the gentleman, and I called him up, and he was a nice guy,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Oh, yeah, he's just a guy that, he's a guy like you that probably lives down the street from on your block.
Oh, absolutely.
Who needed a part-time job. And is just doing what his boss tells him to do. He never read the Constitution, hasn't got a clue, but he's committing treason.
Hey, they make terrific money, you know.
Yeah, they do.
They're making about $15 an hour.
Yeah, you know why he's making $15 an hour? Because if he was making $6 an hour, he wouldn't stay in a job for 5 minutes.
That's right. So anyway, isn't it
strange that they know exactly how much it takes to pay somebody to subvert the Constitution voluntarily? $15 an hour will do it.
That's right. Anyway, he knew what I wrote down on my form, and he asked me, and you could tell that he was a little bit squeamish. Excuse me. And he asked me what ethnic origin I am.
Did you ask him if he was a racist?
No.
I would have. I said, are you a racist? Well, if he said no, then I said, what difference does it make?
Actually,
I'm an American. Well, what do you care what my ethnic origin is?
The funny thing is, if you see my last name, you could tell where I'm from. But anyway, I said, well, I'm sorry, that's where I stop. I don't give that information out. I don't give
yes, none, of their, none of their business, and it's unconstitutional. Constitution requires for a count, period. That's what a census, that's the definition of a census.
Oh, and before I go, I just wanted to mention one thing. I'm sure you've heard about it. I heard about it on the radio. I couldn't find anything on the internet about it. But apparently the Defense Department is pushing for, in order to get anti-terrorist control in this country, they want to take it away from local and state police officers and all that. And they pretty much want to violate Posse Comitatus. Have you heard about that?
Well, I don't know if it's the Defense Department that wants to do that. I do know that the Clinton regime, the Clintonistas, the communists in Washington damn sure want to do it.
It came out in,
And for the last 8 years, Clinton is the one who has promoted officers to general rank.
That's right.
So, who do you think he would promote to be a general or an admiral in our military services? people just like him.
Okay, Bill, I'll get off now.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Good night. Yeah, all you military officers that are participating in destroying this country, and you know damn well that you're doing it, up yours. Screw you. You get no more respect from me. You had a lot of respect for me most of my life. I was reared in a military family. I served in the United States Air Force and the United States Navy. I fought in Vietnam. Some of the best men I've ever known were military officers. Not today. Not today. You're a pack of traitorous, stinking dogs. And one of these days, all you're going to get to eat is carrion. 520-333-4578 is the number. And we're taking your calls. Yes, we are.
Tarzan wasn't the latest man. He just come along and scoop him up under his arm like that. Quick as a cat in the jungle. Clark Kent, no, there was a real gem. He would not be caught sitting around in no jungle scheme. Dumb as I need to do nothing. Superman never made anybody saving the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him. Hey Bob, Sue had a straight job. Even though he could have smashed through any bank in the United States, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. Planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself very hard. It kept telling him to go. Superman never made anybody see the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I despair the world will never see another man like him.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I was going behind a local police car today, driving in the city, and I saw that sticker on the back that made me want to puke. That guns, drugs, gangs, commie propaganda, ATF. We gotta make one.
Wait a minute. It doesn't make sense. What does it really say?
It says had enough.
Had enough of what?
Yeah.
Had enough of what? Come on, tell me, what did the bumper sticker say? Hello?
It said guns, drugs, guns, and it said called ATF and all this stuff, you know.
No. You haven't made any sense. What does it say? Hello? Is anybody
home?
Yeah,
I'm here.
You have a brain in your head?
Yes, I have a brain.
Then tell me what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the ATF bumper stickers that they have on the back of a
logo. What does it say? If for us to understand your point, we have to know what you're...
It says call ATF, and they give the phone number.
Call ATF about what?
To report they said gangs, drugs, and guns.
Okay. And then what?
Okay. What we should do is get one made up, a sticker that looks like it, that says, you know...
See, I've never seen it. You're assuming that everybody listening...
I thought you saw those.
I've never seen it. Don't ever assume anything like that. There's 3 million people listening to this broadcast, and I'll bet you most of them have never seen it. I've never seen it. And you call up and, you know, start saying something that doesn't make any sense. Then I ask you what it says, and you can't even tell me what it says, and that makes you look like an idiot. I mean, why, you know, why are you assuming that me or anybody else knows what the hell this bumper sticker you saw says?
I'll have to send you in the mail what it looks like, one of these stickers.
Thank you. And the next time you call, you're going to talk about something. Make sure you know what you're talking about before you call, because I'm always going to ask you, what are you talking about?
Okay, Bill.
Because even if I have seen it, we're talking to 10 million people, and they have to know what we're talking about. Now, go ahead and make your point.
Okay, my point is this. We should get somebody out there. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call and try and find out if they can have them to put the ATF of Puerto Rico on the sticker, which it is.
Now, that's a good idea.
Since they said that they're the police department and they're telling us truth, well, they tell us it's the ATF of Puerto Rico.
What you ought to do is walk up to that cop when he stops somewhere and ask him why he has a bumper sticker for the ATF when that's none of his jurisdiction and he's paid by the citizens of your city.
That's right, and I'm going to.
Good. And be prepared to be hassled. Be prepared for him to follow you. Be prepared for him to act like a stupid 3-year-old and give you a ticket just because you did it.
Something else I'll
And if you even talk to him the wrong way because you did it, he might arrest you and throw you in jail for some bullshit trumped up charge. But you still got to have the guts to do it.
Not if he's my cousin.
But let me tell you, it doesn't matter today whether he's your cousin or not. I'll tell you something right now. The way they're choosing police officers with this, with his psychological profile, and today, with all of the stuff that's happening, with police officers...
Anybody that goes for, that doesn't go for the hammer and sickle, right?
Well, anybody who even wants to be a police officer today has got to have a screw loose. And they're not playing with a full deck of cards, and they damn sure aren't there to protect and serve. They're enforcement officers. And they're out to make as many arrests and take as many people down and give out as many tickets as they possibly can, and the officers that aren't don't stay on the force very long.
Their sticker on their car should read to Raven Village.
Yeah, well, see, it used to be a time when a police officer didn't grab a kid he caught shoplifting and haul him off to juvenile detention home. He'd try to work with those children. He knew everybody on his beat, and he had a walking beat, so that he could talk to people. And he'd help people instead of trying to destroy their lives. And if he found a kid that was incorrigible, yeah, he'd throw him in the detention hall in 5 minutes flat.
Oh, on the later side, my friend, he got in a wreck on a Harley years ago and lost both legs. And he still rides a bike with the two
good prosthesis. Good for him.
And he says, you know, once you love bike riding, he said, he ain't gonna let that stop. I mean, I really admire him, really. God bless him. Hey, let somebody else on.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks for calling. Yeah, folks, don't assume that we know anything. And I'm always going to try to clarify things because, you know, you're not just talking to me. You're talking to 10 million people. And if they don't know what you're talking about, it don't do any good to even talk. Good evening, you're on the air. Esther, I need you to talk a lot louder. I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Just barely. Can you shout a little bit?
I will shout, but I will also tell you that I can hardly hear anybody that's calling you. And I want to I'm really shouting. I want to thank you for being the person you are. I learned so much from you.
Well, thank you. But I don't know why you're having trouble, because every other night when I try to make people speak up, everybody calls in and says, hey, we can hear them just fine. There's no problem hearing them. Why are you getting on everybody to talk louder?
I was even going to suggest, shout at them, tell them to talk louder.
Well, this is...
I have an Sanjian 818, which is a nice shortwave radio. But I really can't hear these people calling, and I'm screaming to you right now. But thank you so much for everything. I do listen to you. I do learn from you. I'm 80 years old, and I do what I can to stand up for my rights as an American citizen.
Well, good for you.
And I don't care what. They can only kill the body.
Why don't you run for the Senate? You'd probably get elected.
I've been told that. But all I can say is they can only kill the body, but they can't kill the soul.
That's right.
And thank you again.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
I hope you could hear me now.
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night. And thanks again for calling. I don't understand. I'm looking at all my switches. I'm looking at all the board, everything here. There's nothing is different that I can see. I can't find anything different at all, folks. So I don't know why you wouldn't be able to hear like you've always been hearing, because there's nothing different. That's all I can tell you. There's just nothing going on here. Good evening, you're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. It's Charlie, New York.
Hi, Charlie.
Upstate New York.
Uh-huh.
I thought you might get a kick out of this. I had the opportunity to...
Well, but before we go any further, you just heard the last caller, didn't you? Talk a lot louder.
All right. Is that better, sir?
No, talk louder. Come on. Come on. I'm going back the way I used to be. I'm not going to believe you people anymore. Talk louder.
I had the opportunity to...
You haven't raised your voice a bit. Go ahead. Nobody ever does. I tell you to talk louder. You're all a bunch of chicken pluckers. You don't know how to raise your voice. You ever get mad at anybody?
Do I get mad at somebody?
You ever been mad at anybody?
Sure.
You ever yell?
Yes.
Yell!
All right. I had the opportunity... while I was in the store to talk to a first sergeant in the military. And I asked him about the oath that they take when they first go in, about protecting and defending the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and I asked him if he remembered that. And he said, oh yeah, I remember it. I said, did you ever read it? He said, no. I said, don't you think it'd be a good idea if you read what you put your life in the line for? He said, you know, I never thought about that.
Nobody ever does.
And I told him, I said, what about all these young guys that go in there now? I said, they have no idea what they're putting their life on the line for.
And it doesn't say a damn thing about the United Nations, does it?
No.
Or the UN police force does.
No.
Or Bosnia, or Somalia, or anything like that, where there's no war declared, but we're over there under the blanket of the United Nations.
Right.
Yeah.
But he really had no answer. And he's about to retire.
No, he doesn't have any answer. And that's why he doesn't have any answer. Don't you get it? He's about to retire. The whole reason he was in there was so he could spend 20 years and retire. It wasn't about patriotism. He didn't give a damn.
Well, he said most of the kids that go in there now are for the education.
Well, they're for the education, and they're for retirement.
Yeah.
But they're having a hard time recruiting people now, thanks to me and a few other people that are telling the truth. They don't want to go out there and be police force for the United Nations and end up facing American patriots who are going to blow their heads off one of these days, because that's what's going to happen one of these days. Well, good.
I can over here.
Great.
And there's a lot of people. I'm running into a lot of people that are thinking the same way.
Yep. People are waking up.
And people are very much aware of what you're doing on the shortwave and on the internet.
Well, thank you.
So they know about you before I talk to them.
Good.
So you're getting around.
I've been doing this for a lot of years.
Oh yeah. Thank you for it.
In fact, what's his name? Farah from WorldNet Daily. Sent somebody named David Bresnahan to send me an email to get an interview to find out if if I'm full of crap or not. I told the guy, if you think that way, don't even bother. You know, he said, well, I'm a professional journalist. I have to think that way. I haven't answered that email because if I do, you know, I'm going to make him feel bad. Professional journalist, my ass. There is no professional journalist left in this nation.
They must change the definition of what journalists is. They used to be reporters.
Yeah, they used to be reporters who reported the truth.
Right.
Now they do everything they can to find the spin, be politically correct, not make anybody angry, promote the New World Order, destroy America, destroy American values, kill Superman, kill God, kill America, kill the Constitution. We got to have world government, man. Then it's going to be peace. Nobody's ever going to get robbed or raped or rolled. There's not going to be any more war. Bullshit. Don't you just love me when I get on the roll?
I get a kick out of it.
Trying to inject a little humor in here.
I know.
At my own expense. Go ahead.
I ran across a document that Comrade Clinton had put out back in September of 99, an executive order on the informed consent of the military
yeah.
for inoculations.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to a motorcycle group in this local area that's the Nam Knights. And I thought that they might be interested in the document itself. Because the president can, he can waive the informed consent right of the military.
Well, that's not true.
Well, according to the document, he can.
No, that's not true. Nope, that is not true at all. That's another subversion of the law. A man is not obligated beyond the scope of his contract. Read the Constitution.
Okay. All right, you kind of lost me, so I'm sorry.
But read the Constitution. It's all about a contract. And their oath. Who do they take their oath to?
Oh, to the Constitution.
You better believe it. Not to President Clinton. When he starts to violate the provisions of the Constitution, they have no legal allegiance to him whatsoever. Only to the Constitution. Only to the law.
Right.
He cannot revoke the terms of their contract. Because if he does that, they can revoke their signature because it was entered into on fraud. Because they were never told that.
Okay.
You see? Study a little contract law and you'll find it. And read the Constitution. It says right in there. Talks about contracts.
Okay. All right.
Clinton, just like always, is full of brown stuff up above his eyebrows. And it's rolling out his ears. It drips from his nostrils. And every time he opens his mouth to talk, that's all that comes out. Pure crap. Lies. Deception. Treason. Good.
And I gave it to a lawyer, and I asked the lawyer to tell me what she thought of it. And she was reading it, she was going through it, and she said, what? Where did I get that?
What? I love it. Yeah, it's treason.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So go ahead. No, I'm just commenting. You go ahead and make your point.
She had said that she'd heard about this a long time ago, but she was never able to find it.
She was a lawyer, and she couldn't find the laws governing disarmament?
Well, that's what I told her. I said, well, all you got to do is go to, Public Law 102-228. I said, it's right in there. And I gave her a copy of it. I said, check it out.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So, I don't know what kind of law she was in, but she could have been able to find it. But she was glad to hear it. She was glad to see it anyway.
I'm amazed. Every time I hear stuff like this, I keep remembering Billy Goodman saying, you know, when I'm electrified. I'm over amplifying everything here, hoping that people are hearing you, but I know that something's going out distorted. It's got to be because you can't over amplify. Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank you.
520-333-4578 is the number. I don't know what's wrong. I can't find anything wrong here, folks. Nothing whatsoever can I find to be out of kilter or anything. I can't find any pots that are set wrong, nothing. So I don't know what's wrong. You know, before, when people would call and I'd tell them to speak up, you'd call in and say, "We can hear them just fine. Why are you picking on these people?" Now tonight, you're telling me you can't hear them. Nothing has changed here. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Bill. Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Look, I don't know what the problem is. I'm hearing all the callers fine.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, it really is. I'm up here in Rhode Island. You're coming in loud and clear.
Well, you're up by the radio station, too.
Yeah, right? Well, sometimes that's good, sometimes it's bad.
Yeah, I know.
Gentlemen, one quick question. With all the discussion about the taxing sales on the Internet, isn't that unconstitutional? You know, interstate commerce?
If you're engaged in interstate or international commerce and your website is located on a server in this country and your company is located in this country, it is legal.
Well, yeah, but if I buy something from...
No, they can't tax you. They have to tax the person engaged in interstate commerce or international commerce.
Oh, I see.
Now, if they want to pass the tax on to you by adding it to the price of the item, they can do that. But the government can't come and tax you because you bought the item. They have to tax the person who is engaged in interstate or international commerce. And their website has to be on a server in this country, and their office has to be on a server, it has to be in this country. If their website is in this country and their office is in another country, they have no jurisdiction.
Okay, very good. That explains a lot to me.
Can't tax somebody in England for selling you something you know, on a website.
Yeah.
That may or may not be based in this country. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, it may be possible in the future, maybe. UN taxing?
If you guys allow it, I'm not going to allow it.
No, but
I'll die first. I'll go to war first. I'll be up in the mountains fighting.
That's how they probably push it. Bill, you make a lot of sense.
Well, I hope so. I'm trying. I'm not trying to mislead anybody. I'm trying to be as honest and as ethical and above board as I can. I document everything I say. I give you references. I tell you where to go look. I can't do any better than that.
Well, keep up the good work. We're listening.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, folks. That's it for tonight. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Remember, Superman's not dead. I'm just kidding about me being Superman, but, you know, I stand for those ideals. Don't let Superman die. Don't let God die. Don't believe it when somebody tells you that God's dead or that Superman's dead. Don't even believe it when they tell you that John Wayne is dead. John Wayne's not dead. He's alive right here in my heart. He better be alive in yours too. Because he stood for everything that Superman stands for. He stood for everything that God stands for. He stood for everything the Founding Fathers stand for. He's an American hero. Whether or not he ever went off to war, he went off to war in the movies. And one of the reasons we may have won a lot of wars was because of John Wayne's movies. Good night. God bless each and every single one of you. Good night, Annie Poon Allison. I love you. That Alan Weiner is Superman. Scott Becker is Superman. My friend Jeffrey is Superman. My friend David Mann is Superman. You know why they're Superman? Because they're gentle, honest men. But willing to die for what they believe. You don't fit into those qualities. You ain't even worth knowing.
Superman never made anybody see the world from Solomon Grundy. Sometimes I just tell the world will never see another man
like him. Hey, Bob, Sue had a straight job. Even though it could have smashed you any bank in the United States, he had the strength, but he would not. Folks said his family were all dead. Planet crumbled, but Superman, he forced himself to carry on. Get Krypton and keep going.
For those of you living in the Round Valley of Arizona, there will be a special presentation entitled Hailing the Millennium. Hailing the Millennium, which will begin in just about 30 seconds on Round Valley Television, Channel 15. Don't miss it. Sometimes the soup was stopping guns. I'll bet he was gently to the quit and turn that long man. Joined all them in the waters. But ladies and gentlemen, if you know a police officer who protects and serves, rather than enforces the dictates of his superiors, rather than collects money for revenue schemes in order to fund city and county coffers, if you're a woman, walk up to him, give him a big kiss and thank him. If you're a man, shake his hand, tell him how much you appreciate his loyalty to the Constitution, for the state, and to the United States of America. The rest of them, ignore them. Never talk to them. Never speak to them. Never acknowledge their existence. Don't buy anything from them. Don't rent from them. Don't talk to them. Don't sit by them in church. It's about time. It's about time we straighten this country up. It starts right where you live. You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. Stay tuned now for All Oldies Most of the Time.